Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for August 8th. I'm Dr. Nikki Eckermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Monday, we talked about a new study from Purdue University, which looked at the use of dark mode in smartphones with OLED screens and whether it actually saves battery life. Is dark mode just cool looking, or does it actually do something? Let's find out with some smartphone science. The dark mode trend emerged somewhere around the summer of 2018. It's an inverted color scheme for smartphones where the background is dark and the text is white. The rationale for dark mode is that it's better for your eyes under dim lighting conditions and it saves battery power. Most modern smartphones are equipped with OLED screens, which use light-emitting diodes as pixels that exclude the need for a backlight and save energy. The OLED power draw is directly related to displayed content. Because of this, logically, you would assume that a dark mode theme would use less power than a light mode theme. Two researchers from Purdue University tested this hypothesis by connecting four different Android smartphones to a power monitor and displaying a static image on the screen, switching between seven different colors. They measured CPU idle power, OLED dark screen power, and overall phone power. They also performed these tests with different brightness levels. The researchers found that switching to dark mode only saves about 3 to 9% power on average brightness, but at 100% brightness, switching to dark mode saved around 40% battery power. So, while dark mode may look cooler, it only makes a significant impact on your battery life if you switch it on at higher brightnesses. Based on their study, this team also developed a more accurate OLED power model as a tool for app developers to better determine energy savings as they design apps and create more efficient designs in the future. So, the benefit to battery saving is so-so. But what about its effect on your eyes? What if dark mode was better for productivity? A 2020 study by Norwegian researchers asked just that and recruited computer science students to test their productivity using dark or light mode in a daytime setting. Their experiment had users copy text using a virtual keyboard that was alphabetically ordered instead of QWERTY ordered to increase difficulty, and they had it in either light or dark mode. The researchers' results clearly confirm no significant difference in productivity between either mode. Participants did show a slightly wider error rate when typing on their least preferred mode, meaning that they show more consistent results in their preferred setting. Overall, the researchers speculate that the choice of dark mode is more related to a user's identity rather than any ergonomic rationale. It seems dark mode may not be all that promised. But one benefit that has been studied for the past 20 years is that dark mode, or any form of negative polarity, can be beneficial for certain individuals with low vision and light sensitivity. This makes it easier to read for long periods of time, for example. Researchers also note that designing accessibility into products and systems should not only be done for ethical reasons, but will also help comply with the accessibility requirements for the Americans with Disabilities Act and similar regulations abroad. According to an extremely scientific Twitter poll I made, about 75% of DTNS fans prefer dark mode, for what it's worth. So is dark mode good or bad? It seems to me that not everything is so black and white. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at DailyTechNewsSH. And I wanted to thank Nancy for writing in about time crystals, which we might look into once their study becomes peer-reviewed. You can find me at Ackerman's Nicole on Twitter, and I also host a non-science podcast called Stories Your Granny Never Told. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.